This is your Lansing update from more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Three men arraigned today on charges stemming from a deadly shooting in Lansing last Friday night. Police say 19-year-old Shayla Johnson was killed in front of her home on Lenore Street, all the suspects in their early 20s. A local lawmaker running for re-election this year is reacting to challengers who say current legislators aren't getting the job done at the Capitol. Lansing State Representative Joan Bauer spoke with WILS.
Turning the entire system over, as we do in term limits, has been very, very difficult for government and for the process. So to put all new people in again, I think just compounds the problem.
In a story you'll hear only on WILS, 7th District Congressman Mark Schauer is continuing an online petition drive to gain support for a fair trade issue. Schauer tells WILS's Tony Connolly that he's getting plenty of support from his colleagues.
I'm gaining real momentum in Washington on a bill that will require China to allow our companies to do business with its government.
Two men running across Michigan this week to support Brandon's Defense, a charity named after DeWitt native Brandon Gordon, who died of cancer at the age of 16 last year. The runners, Matt Moore of Grand Ledge and this man, Zach Weber of Granville.
Every day we'll be running about 20 miles apiece, which is pretty doable for marathon runners, so we're not too overly worried about the distance, but it'll still be pretty challenging on our body.
Lansing police continued their search for suspects after a disturbing scene early Friday morning involving a 19-year-old girl and her mother at a home on Lockmore Drive. Lieutenant Noel Garcia tells WILS the initial motive was a home invasion and robbery.
However, there was also a sexual assault done on the 19-year-old victim. One of the suspects committed that sexual assault while the other suspect held him 45-year-old mother down.
Drivers in Lansing are being encouraged to stay alert with auto theft rates at their highest in July and August. Terry Miller with the Auto Prevention Group Help Eliminate Auto Thefts says there's a rise in what's called unconventional theft.
People are stealing components of vehicles because they can't steal the whole car. Catalytic converters, airbags, and a lot of electronics.
A proposal that could lead to about 600 General Motors jobs in the capital city is being considered by the Lansing City Council at tonight's meeting. Councilwoman Carol Wood gives WILS a preview.
We'll be hearing the public hearing on GM, and that has to do with the abatement for the equipment that they're looking at bringing in. We'll also be voting on it.
WILS will be at the meeting to cover the proceedings. Lansing police identifying 19-year-old Shayla Johnson as the victim of the fatal Friday night shooting on Lenore Street. Three men being arraigned today on charges in connection with the killing, all of them in their early 20s. East Lansing Representative Mark Meadows is promising an aggressive response to a recent Supreme Court decision to throw out a lawsuit arguing the state system of providing legal representation to the poor is inadequate. The House Judiciary Committee chairman says efforts will be stepped up to fix the system.
The court very clearly stated that the ball is in the legislature's court at this point in time. We have a nationally recognized system that is deficient, and I think we're going to sort of pick up the pace.
An unusual event for a good cause. WILS's Rich Hurl reports.
Two men are literally running across Michigan this week to support a charity named after DeWitt native Brandon Gordon, who died of cancer last year at the age of 16. Matt Moore of Grand Ledge and this man, Zach Weber of Granville, spoke with WILS's Tony Connolly.
We decided that Brandon's Defense is really a charity that doesn't get thrown out there a lot. I mean, you don't hear about too many things raising money for pediatric cancer research, so we decided this is something that we want to help raise money for, and we figured it's the best way to go about doing that is running, which something we love.
The run started this morning in Port Huron and will wrap up Saturday morning in Grand Haven. Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
The state of Michigan will be increasing support for specific apprenticeship programs from $1,000 to $5,000 per apprentice to better meet the workforce needs of Michigan employers. The Michigan Registered Apprenticeship Pilot Program was launched in 2009 and is designed to support current and emerging industry needs. Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight mostly clear, low around 60. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, calm winds, high near 88. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low around 71. That's your Lansing area update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.